إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which we have been talking about for the last few days, I remind myself and you about the ayat of Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the love for Him and the love for His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as being conditions of Iman, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only mentioned this love as a condition of Iman, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised His punishment for those who do not have this love. And the third thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just mention the love and the punishment for not having this love, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the measure, the metrics for this love. How much love? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين قوم الفاسقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 8 things. Allah said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if these 8 things, their parents, آباؤكم وأبناؤكم, their children, وإخوانكم, their brothers and sisters, وأزواجكم, their spouses, وعشيرتكم, their family, وأموالٌ اقترفتموها, and the wealth that they collect and they keep and they look at, وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَا كَسَادَهَا, and their trade and businesses in which they fear a decline, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and the houses and palaces and dwellings that they build and they look at and they feel happy about. أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. If these are more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and His Nabi Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَعْطِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Allah is saying specifically, go to hell. Allah says, get out, go away and wait for the azab of Allah. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَعْطِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. اللَّهُمَّ حَفِظْنَا. Allah says, go and wait for the azab of Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give hidayah, does not guide the people who are rebellious, qawm al-fasiqeen. I remind myself and you that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something with such clarity and with such definitiveness, then it is only a sign of intelligence and it is only a sign of iman to pay attention. The key thing here to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that loving your parents and loving your children and loving your family is haram. No. Not only is it not haram, it is highly recommended. It is a good deed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of the sadaqat, the best of the charity that you can do is to spend money on your family and so forth. And the love for parents, the respect for parents has been mentioned in the Quran several times. Tarbiyah of children is part of the, or rather it is the primary role of the parents. There is no problem, not only is there no problem, but earning of halal wealth is ibadah. To look after this wealth, to enjoy this wealth, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these are ibadah and all of these are good things. But just like in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a condition during a time of the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes haram things which are otherwise halal, in order to increase our taqwa and in order to establish in our hearts His glory and majesty and His supremacy over everything else. So also in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all things which are halal. But Allah said, even though these are halal, And even though these are from the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you love them more than you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so loving them is not the issue. How much do you love them? If you love them more than you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and jihad fi sabilillah. Now three things. One is loving these things more than we love Allah. What is the sign of that? The sign of that is that when there is a matter which comes, which is a contention, which is a dispute, which is a competition between something that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and something which is due to any of these things, we give precedence to the thing which is due to others other than Allah. This is a sign that we do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than we love these things. So anytime we give precedence to any of these things, when it comes, if there is no conflict, there is no problem. But when there is a conflict, meaning that time is required for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship and ibadah, and at that time there is also one of the needs of these things, and we give precedence to that and we do not give precedence to the time required for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship, then it's a sign that we do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, but we love our businesses and our families and our homes and so on and so forth more. So the issue comes only when there is a conflict between two things. And please understand, I'm not even talking about the haram. What about people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are not talking about that. We are talking about people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, even when you are obedient to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and you are indulging in halal, that halal must not take precedence over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody is doing haram, where is the question of that? We are not even talking about that. So if you are earning haram or spending haram or you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way, obviously we don't even mention that. And to use that as an excuse and to say that I am doing this thing which is prohibited, but at the same time I am doing something else which is permitted and which is good, this kind of selective obedience is actually disobedience. Selective obedience is a sign of arrogance. It is worse than disobedience, because selective obedience means that you decide that you are competent and that you have the authority to pick and choose which of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders you are going to obey. Which means that automatically you are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this particular order of yours, I don't consider it worthy of obeying. This is what you are doing. This is what bazaban-e-hal, as we say in Urdu, in terms by your behavior, this is what you are doing. You are saying to Allah, this particular order of yours is okay, I will obey that. This other order of yours, sorry, I am not interested. You ask me to make salah, and in the salah I have to cover my head as a woman, and so I will do that. But once my salah is over, my dupatta is off my head, because I don't consider it necessary to wear hijab. Oh, but Allah ordered that, so what, who cares? Keep your order, not interested. In salah, yes. Outside salah, not interested. This is what you are saying. This is what you are actually saying by your actions. I am not even talking about that here, because that's why talk about that? When we hear, we are talking about something which is halal. So even things which are halal, when it comes to a matter of conflict, whether it's in terms of time, whether it's in terms of effort, whether it's in terms of spending money or whatever it might be, if we give precedence to that instead of precedence to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's a sign that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala less than we love the other thing. The love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is expressed through His obedience, because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed through ubudiyat. We are the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not expressed by dancing in the streets or by singing nasheed or qawwali or beating drums or writing poetry or reciting poetry. This is not from Islam. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is expressed through His obedience. Those who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, without a modicum of doubt, were the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And the Anbiya alayhimus salam never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the Anbiya, the one who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So, we need to be very clear as far as Islam is concerned. Islam does not give you and me the freedom to interpret the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any way we like. Islam prescribes and specifies and says what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah Jalla Jalalu is to obey Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this love must exceed our love for anything and everything else. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. I mentioned this yesterday. Second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the same ayat is the love for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a discretionary matter that is left to our own devices. It's not left to us whether we want to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or how much we want to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not left to us. This is a condition of Iman. And not only are we ordered to love Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam less than you love any of these things, then there is punishment for you. So it is love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over and above our love for everything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that order have to be the number one and number two objects of our love. And this is a condition of Iman. If you don't have that, you are not Muslim. If you do not have that, then you are the target of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. And then third thing, and see this ayat, that's why this ayat really, subhanAllah, when we read this ayat, we should be shivering in our shoes. The third thing, Allah did not leave this love for Himself and His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to simply claim and say, I am ashiq Rasul, ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have this great love for Allah and I have this great love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we declare this and we do whatever else we do, we think, which expresses that. Allah didn't leave it to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, prove it. Allah said, prove it. And what is the proof of that? Jihad fi sabilillah. What is jihad fi sabilillah? Jihad fi sabilillah is to struggle and to work hard in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every considerable and every possible way. Allah did not say qital. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said jihad fi sabilillah. Qital is one of the ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned jihad fi sabilillah. So the jihad consists of everything which leads to the establishment of Islam, which leads to the establishment of the sunnah. So the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed through obedience to Him Jalla Jalaluhu. The love for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is not left to our own devices. The love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressed through the observation and the practice of his sunnah. That is the sign of the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not again singing na'at and nasheed and qawali and having once in a year program of Miladun Nabi or some jalsa of this nature or giving bayan or listening to bayan. This is not the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to follow his sunnah and his blessed sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a strange thing today that we find nothing strange about people establishing this. First of all, the whole custom of Miladun Nabi, which has no basis in the sunnah, and we do that on a particular day for which there is no dalil, and then you have this big jalsa, and on the jalsa, on the stage, you have people, so and so, who is the president of this organization, which claims to be the organization which represents the people who love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the person is sitting there with his face shaved clean, and he has no beard. What is this love for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where you are ashamed to practice the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the lahya, which is the beard? You sit on the stage, you don't feel ashamed. The people looking at you don't feel ashamed. Nobody has the guts to stand up and say, excuse me, what are you doing on the stage? You're talking about this jalsa is supposed to be for the expression of the love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How come that love is not on your face? And this is only one of the things. The sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not restricted to the beard. The beard is one of the most important expressions of the sunnah. But the sunnah extends also to your dealings, through the way you speak, to the kind of dealings that you do, to every aspect of our life. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. This ayah is really, in my opinion, the tafsir of this other ayah of Surah Tawbah, where Allah is saying that, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if they claim to love Allah, then follow my sunnah, do my ittiba. Here Allah is saying, demonstrate the love for Allah and the love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through jihad fi sabilillah, through struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other place in the other ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you love Allah, where Allah said claim, love Allah is number one. So he's saying, if you do this, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do you demonstrate that? By following and making the ittiba of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyone who claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but does not follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is lying. He's lying through his teeth. And if you don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't want to make the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for you. May Allah protect all of us from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَرَبَّصُ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ فِي أَمْرِهِ. Allah is not dependent on, Allah does not need you. If you do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than you love everything else, and if you are not willing to establish and express this love through the ittiba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you are a piece of trash, get out, and you will be dealt with as trash is dealt with, which is to be put into the incinerator. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Go and wait for the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah did not end with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and emphasized this again by saying, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah does not give hidayah, does not give hidayah to the people who are rebellious. Because fisq and fujur, that is rebelliousness, is a decision. There is a difference between a mistake for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives mistakes sometimes without even asking. In other cases, the moment a person is aware of a mistake, he immediately makes tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to accept all tawbah. So a mistake is a different matter. But somebody who deliberately decides to go against the orders and ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the following of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a hukum of Allah. You are not doing any favor to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following his sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to follow the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone says, I am not following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is directly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِيعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. The one who has obeyed the messenger has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that the messenger is Allah. This means that every hukum of the messenger is in fact the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُطِيعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. The one who has obeyed the messenger, verily and truly that person has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So opposite is also true. The one who disobeys the messenger has disobeyed Allah. The messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, cut your mustaches and grow your beard. Again, I come back to that because that is the most clearly visible example of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on your face. And of course, this extends to everything else. So, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the expression of that and the proof of that in our actions. This is the requirement of iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned before, didn't just leave it at that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually promised His punishment for those who go against that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from ourselves and from our nufus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the wasafis of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have His love and have the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts and to demonstrate that in our actions and to fill our lives with the barakah and noor of this effort. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.